then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Abner, in an effort to get some advice on his current marital problem, wrote a letter to a love advice column. However, Cedric used the letter for his English composition and read it to his class. As we look on in the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking on the telephone. Listen.
Uh-huh. Well, how mad is Elizabeth at me, Papa? Oh, I figured today being her birthday, she might be back in a good humor. Huh? Well, I know it's all over town, but it ain't my fault. It weren't no such a thing as Cedric Weehunt's fault. Well, I never told him to take that letter to school and read it in front of his class. I was going to send that into the love advice column. Well, maybe I oughtn't to have did it, but it's done dead now. Yeah, well, listen, Papa, every chance you get to say something nice about me around Elizabeth, well, you do it. Well, there ought to be something nice you can think of to say about me. Well, try to think of something then, Papa. Yeah, all right.
Morning, Abner.
Yeah, hey, goodbye. Yeah, morning, Mom.
That was Miss Emmeline you were talking to, was it?
Who?
Miss Emmeline. That's Miss Platt, the school teacher.
Oh, no, that weren't her.
She ain't called me for any time this morning, has she?
No, she ain't called.
You sure she ain't?
Yeah, I'm sure, Lum. I've been right here all morning. Only phone call that's come in had been folks calling up to say how sorry they are about this trouble twixt me and my woman, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I reckon everybody in town knows about that by now.
Oh, yeah, it's all over town.
Abner, I want to ask you a question. I want you to give me a straightforward answer to. Right straight from the shoulder blade.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Do you think Miss Emmeline admires me?
Admires you?
Yeah, give me your honest opinion, sir.
Well,
I want the truth.
Well, Lum, I ain't talked to her much. Special not lately, anyway.
Well, has she ever said anything to you about me? Has she ever brung up my name? This is important.
Well, Lummy, I don't know, Lum. I got too many worries of my own to bother with anything like that right now.
You know, Abner, I can't figure out where I stand with her.
Where you stand?
Yeah, Miss Emmeline treats me nice and polite, and she talks friendly to me, and all us thanks me for carrying her school books home for her at night, but...
Do you do that, carry her books?
Well, it seems like it ain't no more than right that I do that, being president of the school board and all.
Oh.
Them books are awful heavy, you know.
Oh, bound to be.
That big dictionary in there and that big geography.
Wonder it don't kill her.
Yeah, it ain't nothing for a frail little flower like her to be toting all by herself.
Frail little flower?
Yeah.
She don't look so frail to me.
Oh, she is, though. Tender as a daffodil.
Uh-oh. I figured this is going to happen sooner or later.
What was going to happen?
Well, you falling in love with her and all that.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I just wish I could find some good way to make a good impression on her, though. Sure, just what a fine feller I actually am.
Yeah, well, Lum, I'm going to give you some good advice straight from the shoulder blades, too.
Advice?
Yes, sir. Don't marry no female woman. Look what's happened to me. Trouble in the home. That's all I've got out of it. Fact is, I ain't even got a home no more. Just trouble's all I got left out of this deal.
Well, I'd run my home a little different than the way you run yours, though, Abner. See,
yeah, it shows right there. You know, don't know nothing about it, Mom. It's the woman that runs the home, not you. I found that out. She runs a home and you both, and facts is she'll run you out of the home if you don't do the sewer.
Yeah, well, you have your ideas on it, and I'll have mine. Oh, by the way, here's a batch of mail for you.
For me?
Yeah, there's quite a few letters there for you. Just now picked them up at the post office.
Well, then I'm thanks. Who can be writing to me now?
I don't know. I've learned that myself. Better open them up and see.
Yeah, yeah. More than likely some Elizabeth's relays tell me how they hate and despise me or something. What a beast I am and how awful I treat Elizabeth and all that brother of hers down in Texas.
I was noticing the postmarks there, Emma. I seen these all local letters.
Local.
You don't owe folks around town here a lot of money, do you?
Well, not that I know of. You see here, this one says, Mr. Abner Peabody, Esquire. Huh. Who that is? Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear Anxious.
Dear Anxious?
Yeah, where'd they get that? Is that for me?
Yeah, ain't that the way you signed that letter you wrote to the love advice column yesterday?
Oh, Logan.
Signed it Anxious.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what it said here. Dear Anxious.
Jennings, that must be from that love advice column.
Well, it couldn't be, Lum. I never sent that letter in. After Cedric taking a copy of it over to the school to read in class, sir, I was so mad I forgot to send mine in.
Well, who's it from, then? Who signed it at the bottom there?
Oh, let's see. Don't be such scribbling. It looks like a bunch of hand tracks. Oh, Lucy Blevins.
Lucy Blevins?
What is that?
Well, she's just a little kid of a girl.
Huh?
I know she's just in the fourth reader.
Fourth reader?
Yeah.
I'd always wait just a minute. That's the class that Cedric's in. She must have heard him read my letter in school yesterday.
Well, Sean, dear goodness. What's she got to say to you?
Well, I can't imagine. Let's see here. Dear Anxious, in regard to your domestic problem, I ain't got no problem on that. I'm having trouble in the home with my woman. That's what I'm talking
about. That's what domestic means.
Oh, domestic. Domestic problem. I think you have handled the situation all wrong. Oh, she does she?
Go on. This is interesting. I want to hear the rest of that.
Mama says you Mama says, I hate that Flory, too. Mommy says you have got what is coming to you, but I will give you some advice that you should know.
Go on, read some more. I want to hear.
I advise you to throw yourself at your wife's feet, throw myself, and say, oh, forgive me, please do.
What was that, throw yourself at her feet?
Now, Dogan, I know I ain't going to do that. The way that Elizabeth feels now, she'd kick me in the face while I was down there on my knees. I wouldn't do that for $1,000.
Go ahead. What else did the letter say?
I ain't going to read no more of that little smart ass.
Oh, go on.
I ain't going to have that little varmint telling me what to do, Long.
Abner, you oughtn't to call a little girl a varmint. That ain't nice.
Well, she's a little girl varmint, then.
Go on, finish the letter.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna read some other mail here. Just wait, let the little Lucy Blevins come in this store to buy some candy. I'll fix that young'un up.
That's one of the best things I've ever heard of. A little 9-year-old young'un giving you advice.
Well, for the land's sakes.
What's the matter?
Well, this one starts out the same way. Dear Anxious.
You mean from another scholar in the fourth reader?
Let's see who signed this. Oh, Verbena Saxon.
Yeah, she's in Cedric's class, Verbini.
Oh, my goodness. Is every scholar in there writing me letters to give me advice?
I don't know. It's the best thing I've heard in a long time. Them youngins ain't but about 9-year-old.
Long, this ain't no laughing matter. I've never been so humiliated in my whole life.
Well, what does little Verbini have to say
there? I ain't gonna read it. I don't know.
Well, why not? She might have some good advice for you there.
Well, if she has, I don't want to know what it is. You stop making fun of me, too.
I ain't making fun
you
of
you. You are done it. You're giggling. I can tell.
I just want to know what Verbini has to say, so go and read it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Well, here, I'll read it then.
Go ahead if you want to. I ain't gonna listen to it, though. I can tell you that right now. Them little critters. Their mama's ought to tan their jackets. Give them some hickory tea. That's what they need.
Dear Anxious, from your letter, it is plain to see that you need help.
I do not.
You are like too many modern men. You have fell into the bad habit of not being romantical enough.
Prattle.
To win and hold the love of a woman, you must treat her like a queen.
Queen.
Go back to the days when knighthood was in flower.
That's a good place for it, too.
To make a good impression on your lady fair, be like Lochinvar.
Like who?
Lochinvar. Who
I don't know him. I can't be like somebody I don't... He live at Cherry Hill?
I don't know where he lives.
Well, I don't either. Can't be like him, then.
Ride up to your house on a prancing snow-white charger.
Huh?
Sweep your beloved up in your arms and ride away in the sunset. Hey, that sounds pretty good, don't it?
Now, rack him up and shoot again. Ride up on a what?
A charger, he says. I think that's a kind of a horse, I think.
Of all the silly, idiotic, husking, shuckings I ever heard, that beats it all.
I wonder if that would make a good impress.
Me to ride up on a horse and bulldog Elizabeth and try to carry her off? I'd just at least grab hold of a wildcat as to do that. She'd kill you.
Riding up there on a snow-white charger, sweeping her up. Granny's, I wonder.
Just wait till I get hold of that little Burbini. Thinks she's so smart. I'll beat that young'un to death.
I better read what else she has to say here. Get all the details.
Well, you'll have to get them by yourself, because I ain't going to stay here and listen to another word of that prattle-pattle. I'm going over to... Well, I don't know where I'm going, but I ain't staying here, I know that.
Well, wait a minute. What's the ring over that, Oh, never mind, I know what it is.
What's whose ring?
Never mind, I've got it.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later, Mom. So long.
Yeah, so long, Abner. Geez, I wonder if this will... Oh, hello, is this the liver stable? This is Lum Eddards. Oh, just only talk about it. How's yourself, Harry? Oh. Say, Harry, have you got a horse over there a feller could rent? Yeah, something sort of gentle that I could ride and carry a woman in one arm. Yeah, well, what I had in mind was a prancing snow-white charger.